Friday marked the second National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, with two ceremonies taking place in Bradford, West Gwillimbury. The first was held Friday morning in Sunshine Square outside the BWG Leisure Centre, with a smudge ceremony led by Indigenous Elder White Eagle, Doug Gray, of Bondhead, a proclamation reading and flag raising. The day recognizes and honors all the Indigenous children who never made it home and the survivors and family members of the residential schools that existed in Canada from the 1883 to 1996. It is estimated that 150,000 children attended the 139 institutions across the country. The closest one to Bradford was 146 kilometers away, called the Annick Industrial School, open from 1883 to 1966. The institutions were first established and run by Catholic priests and nuns as early as the 1600s, but were not officially authorized by the government until 1883, when funding was granted. Children were taken from their homes, stripped of their culture and customs, and forced to assimilate to Western European culture. Orange Shirt Day was established to raise awareness about the impact the residential schools, and to promote the notion that every child matters. The orange shirt is a symbol of the stripping away of culture, freedom and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children over generations. In the evening, Rise Up BWG hosted a story time with Emma Petherick, a story walk through the lawn and smudging with medicine woman, Asha Frost. Orange ribbons, coloring sheets and buttons were also available in exchange for donations, with proceeds donated to Indigenous survivors. Former residential school students can call 1-866-925-4419 for emotional crisis referral services and information on other health supports from the Government of Canada. Indigenous peoples across Canada can also go to the Hope for Wellness Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for counseling and crisis intervention. Call the toll-free helpline at 1-855-242-3310 or connect to the online chat. Please use Google Chrome.